Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. I really wish they would get rid of the time change because I don't know about you, but I don't like it. A lot of you guys still showed up on time, so I might not have if April hadn't posted something on Facebook, but no, I'm kidding. We're going to start with a few announcements. If you guys want to look to your bulletin in the announcements section, you can see the first one, Victory Center Bible Camp. The registrations are filling up fast. I don't know if a camp's full yet, but get on that. Look at that. There's still the papers out in the foyer on the round table. You guys can take those and learn more about the anonymous donor that has pledged to pay for all the registration fees for any of the kids associated with Community Church of St. Lawrence. It's a great opportunity, and we're getting lots of people to go, and it's a great camp out there. So if you know anybody that is looking for that, take that to them, and hopefully they can go. The bridal shower this Saturday, March 15th, for Jake and Brooklyn. That'll be here at the church at 1. Next week on Sunday, during the Sunday school hour, there's a church membership class. If you guys want to know more about the church, or if you want to look into becoming a member, it's a great opportunity to sit in during the Sunday school hour, March 16th and the 30th. Also, not this week, but next week, the ladies' night out. You guys can see the flyer in your bulletin for that and all the details on that, and get that put in an RSVP as soon as you can. And Megateen also is filling up fast, and that's going to be on March 28th and the 29th. Also, if you guys look on, there's the round table and then the rectangular table back in this corner in the foyer out there. We still have the need for Club Rock snacks. So this week, if somebody wants to sign up, there's still a blank out there. I know a lot of you guys do that, and I really appreciate that a lot. I know the kids really appreciate it a lot. You guys make some good snacks, but we need somebody to bring some snacks for this week, and then also for the last day on the 19th is the last day of Club Rock, and we do a program for the parents and stuff. You guys are all invited to that, by the way. That'll be at 5:30 here at the church, and then we give them a little meal at the end, and we need a few more people to sign up for snacks for that. So if you guys could do that, that'd be great. Look at it, see if you can help out in that way. That'd be awesome. So are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll go to our call to worship, which is John 14:6. And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Morning. Let's stand together and sing 339, "Since I Have Been Redeemed." 339 in your hymnals. I have a song I love to sing, since I have been redeemed, of my Redeemer, Savior, King. Since I have been redeemed, 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 I will glory in His name. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. I have a Christ who satisfies, since I have been redeemed, to do His will my highest prize, since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in His name. I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. I have a witness bright and clear, since I have been redeemed, dispelling every doubt and fear, since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in His name. I have been redeemed since I have been redeemed. I will glory in my Savior's name. I have a home prepared for me since I have been redeemed, where I shall dwell eternally since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in his name. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. Let's take a minute to greet each other and tell somebody you're glad to see him this morning.
Well, good morning again. I'm grateful that you've chosen to worship with us today. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. One update, this past, just a couple of days ago, Jerry Van Zee suffered a medical emergency on part of his trucking route and got the 911 called and got flown to Sioux Falls to the Heart Hospital, and he's had two stents put in, and he is back home. It was just a huge blessing for the way God worked some things out to be able to be transported to Sioux Falls instead of somewhere in Minnesota. Cord, their son, was also having surgery that same day in Mitchell, and so his surgery got done, so everyone was able to get to Sioux Falls. And then heard that they did release him yesterday. He's back at home. And so we'll be praying, one, grateful to God for sparing his life, and now for the couple of weeks that he's got for recovery. And we'll pray for a full recovery. Any other prayer requests or praises for today? Yeah, June. So Ron and June's son, Rich, and wife, Barrett, that run Fallout Shelter. Thank you. The image was in my head. The Fallout Shelter in Watertown will be going to Tijuana for teaching of classes and ministry opportunities. Other prayer requests? John. So Sarah and her boyfriend, along with the group from Crew from the University of Minnesota, are down in Tampa, Florida for spring break and the ministry there to other college students that are down for spring break. So we'll be praying for safety in the travels, but also contacts for the gospel. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Don. So this past week, Don's mom, Gladys, Ended up in the hospital for a couple of days with a stomach virus, and grateful that she has gotten her strength back and continued to heal and is back at the Courtyard Villa. And so we'll be praying for her. Ah, Sherry. So what's the grandson's name?
They call him Well, and he's about 2 months old.
Okay.
We haven't seen him yet. He's in Rocky Hill.
So we'll be praying for Well. Maxwell, there we go. Well, God knows. So we'll be praying for Maxwell, as a 2-month-old in the hospital out at Rapid with RSV. We'll be praying. Any other requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, we are grateful for the opportunity of gathering, for the freedom that we are able to exercise in our country of worshiping without coercion. We are grateful for how you have worked in our lives, that you, even though on this Sunday we deal with a time change, it's just the reminder that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you that it is based upon your character, that your faithfulness is demonstrated through the fulfilling of your promises. As we look at the world around us and see the turmoil, you have promised that one day your kingdom will come. And we're reminded of that each day, that Christ is on the throne. And that as you rule and reign in your people's hearts, you have called us to be salt and light. That you are the King of the universe. And your Son has come to fulfill your will, in that he paid the ultimate price for our sins. And now your Holy Spirit has free reign in our hearts, that we would be used by you. And as we lift up these requests, we know you listen. We know that you work in us and through us. We lift up Jerry Van Zee to you and Jessica and the family, grateful for the way you work things out, that he was able to get help to him, that he was able to get to Sioux Falls. And now with the 2 stints, we just pray for healing, that you would also be with their son Cord and the recovery from his surgery, that you would give them both strength, help Jerry with the patience now of healing. But we do rejoice that you chose to spare his life. Father, we also lift up Maxwell, and being only 2 months old with RSV, we ask that you as the great physician would heal, that you would give peace of mind and heart to his parents and his family. Father, we also lift up Rich and Barrett as they head to Tijuana. We ask that you would give them travel mercies and that you would give them an open door for the gospel. Help them as they interact with the ones in their class as well as the church there in Tijuana. We also lift up Sarah to you and her crew team, that you would give them safety in their travels as they head to Tampa, that you would give them contacts, opportunities to share the gospel, even opportunities to lead others to Christ. Father, we just ask that you would go before them, that they would find prepared hearts, that you would help them as a team, 1, to stay healthy, 2, to have unity, and 3, to see your hand at work. We thank you for the gospel message that we can freely share no matter where we're at, both by our actions, but also in giving us a word. Help us to be able to present the hope that we have when others ask. Father, we ask that you would also be with Gladys, that thankful for the strength you've given her this week. We pray that you would continue to strengthen her, that now that she's back out of the hospital, and grateful for the legacy that she has left and instilled in the lives of her children and her grandchildren. We just ask that you would continue to be an ever-present help in her days today and in the future. We are grateful for the faithfulness of you in our lives. Father, we ask that you would use us as we minister to those in our community. We're grateful for Club Rock, and as we just got a couple more weeks left, that you would again help us to find hearts that are prepared for the gospel. Be with the staff in these next couple of weeks. Help us to finish well. We thank you for VBS, the opportunity again to start preparing, and as well as for our youth group. We lift up the ministries we support. We thank you for Victory Center and pray for the campers that are registering, as well as the staff needs they have. We lift up the Romanos, grateful for the ministry they have in Italy and even around the world, that you would use James and Heidi and the family as they minister to different communities, prepare their hearts for the busy summer seasons. And we're grateful for the way that you have faithfully supplied their needs, and thankful for the opportunity of partnering with them. Father, we pray for our servicemen and women that are downrange. Just ask that you would watch over and protect. For our leaders, we lift them up to you. We ask that you would bring godly advisors around them. Father, you tell us that the heart of the king is like a river of water, that you direct its path. And Father, we just pray for each of our elected leaders, from our local leaders all the way up to our national leaders. Father, we look at the world around us. We pray for the areas of unrest. And for Ukraine, just ask that you would be an ever-present help for those in Israel, and now our Christian brothers and sisters in Syria that are facing more persecution. We just ask that you would intervene on their behalf. As we receive the offering this morning, we ask that you would bless those that give, that you would use this offering for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Welcome. It's another beautiful day that the Lord has made. Very much enjoying the sunshine. The time change is a little tougher. But let's stand and sing a few songs here this morning. Worship with us, if you will.
Darkness closes in, Lord, still I
Find something to still be thankful for and praise God for it. Because in everything, He has His plan to work it out. I just don't always see His plan.
Thank you for the many blessings that you give to us and your provision for our needs and your mercies that are new every morning. Pray that you would open our ears and our hearts as we listen to your word now. In Jesus' name, amen.